Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. The board is all set. Chess will be returning home this fall to the Imperial Theater, where the original production opened back in 1988. As previously announced, this revival, to be directed by Michael Mayer and choreographed by Lauren Lataro, will star Lea Michele as Florence, Aaron Tveit as Freddy, and Nicholas Christopher as Anatoly, with further casting to be announced. Chess has also set its dates. It will begin previews October 15th and officially open on November 16th. Tickets will be made available to the general public this Thursday, June 26th at 11 a.m. Eastern. For more information, visit chessbroadway.com. Broadway's Oedipus has also just set its dates. Previews begin October 30th before a November 13th opening at Studio 54. It will run through February 8th. Direct from an Olivier-winning limited run in the West End, the Sophocles tragedy is reimagined by adapter and director Robert Icke as a chilling political thriller. As previously announced, Mark Strong and Leslie Manville will reprise their roles from the London production. Manville will be making her Broadway debut. The full cast will be announced in the coming weeks. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. Visit OedipusThePlay.com. Congratulations to Chris Hayes and Fabiola Caraballo Quijada, the big winners of last night's 16th Annual National High School Musical Theater Awards, or the Jimmies, as they are more often referred to. Hayes came over from the Nevada High School Musical Theater Awards in Las Vegas, where he won for portraying Gaston in Disney's Beauty and the Beast. His solo performance last night was the title song from She Loves Me. Quijada from the Broadway Dallas High School Musical Theater Awards brought the house down with a stirring rendition of Astonishing from the musical adaptation of Little Women. Regionally, she was honored for her performance as Sandra Bloom in Big Fish. Hayes and Quijada each received a check for $25,000 to help with their college studies. Hayes will be attending the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music in the fall, and Quijada will be going to Texas State. Six other finalists for the Best Actor and Best Actress awards each received $5,000. Leading up to last night's ceremony, the 110 nominees from all over the country met up in New York City for a 10-day intensive that included coaching, training, and daily rehearsals led by some of Broadway's consummate professionals. A number of Jimmy alumni have carved out decent careers on stage and even on film and television. You can watch last night's full ceremony for free until Thursday on the official Jimmy Awards YouTube channel. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending June 22nd. We said goodbye to three shows on Sunday. Smash grossed $977,805 for its final week at the Imperial Theater. Floyd Collins, starring Jeremy Jordan, shuttered at Lincoln Center, making $754,317, the highest weekly total of its limited run. And the last 5 years, led by Nick Jonas and Adrienne Warren, grossed $604,087 at the Hudson. Meanwhile, newly minted Tony winner Cola Scola bid farewell to their passion project, Oh Mary, on Saturday night. The hit play made $1,310,040, selling out the Lyceum. Titus Burgess returned to the show as Mary Todd Lincoln last night and will stay there through August 2nd. All but three of last week's 38 running Broadway shows experienced a rise in their box office receipts. Most of them were considerable. Broadway's total gross last week shot up 10% to over $43.1 million. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.